Can you hear me all right? What you are about to hear is United Nations General Secretary, or Secretary General, Kofi Annan, upon receipt of the Zayed International Prize for the Environment. Z-A-Y-E-D, Zayed International Prize for the Environment, in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, very, very recently, in fact, this month, just a few days ago. All right. When you're ready, say your name and I shall start. Your Highness, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honour to be in the United Arab Emirates to receive this prize, named after Sheikh Zayed, whose commitment to the environment was well known here and around the world. To be here, and especially in Dubai, is to stand on the soil of one of the world's greatest economic miracles. It is a country whose leaders and people have learned the importance of using scarce resources efficiently. It is a land that knows the importance of human and intellectual capital. Here in the heart of the world's oil region, Dubai itself derives less than 10% of its income from oil. And it is a civilization grounded in strong cultural and spiritual values, which recognizes that sustainable development will not succeed without caring for and conserving the world's natural capital. That understanding lies at the heart of the United Nations global mission of peace and development. Yet all too often, the environment has been viewed as a realm over which humans could exercise absolute and careless dominion. And protecting the environment has been considered an afterthought, or even a luxury. Again and again, from antiquity to the modern era, humankind has been shown the folly of such assumptions. Today, we understand that respect for the environment is one of the main pillars of our fight against poverty and essential for achieving the Millennium Development Goals. But still, despite some real improvements in some parts of the world, our efforts to safeguard the global environment and make a transition to sustainable development lag behind what is truly needed. The Millennium Ecosystem Assessment that was completed last year under the auspices of the United Nations shows the terrible toll human activities are inflicting on the resources that support life on Earth. Prosperity built on destruction is not prosperity at all, but only a temporary relief from tragedy. There will be little peace and much greater poverty if this assault continues. Action on climate change is particularly urgent. Scientists largely agree that without major policy changes in the next few years, we face a future filled with danger. Now that the Kyoto Protocol has entered into force, the world has a dynamic tool for stabilizing and reducing emissions and supporting climate-friendly projects in developing countries. And as this process unfolds, let us be clear what is at stake. The carbon-based economy is like an uncontrolled experiment with the global climate, with serious risks for ecosystems, business, and human health. We must cut emissions, but we must also help the poorest of the poor and the vulnerable adapt to the climate change that is already underway. A change in mindset is equally important. the world remains locked into short-term thinking, from election cycles in politics to profit-making in the business world. Sustainable development requires, on the other hand, a long-term perspective. The world remains captive to the old idea that we face a choice between economic growth and environmental conservation. In fact, growth cannot be sustained without conservation. One out of two jobs worldwide in agriculture, forestry, and fisheries depends on the sustainability of ecosystems. Health problems cannot be fixed by the health sector alone. Our fight against poverty, inequality, and disease is directly linked to the health of the earth itself.